As you begin your preparation for practice today, if you're not already there, just find your way to a comfortable corpse pose. Lean back to your back, toes fall out to either side, palms face the ceiling. And just take a few moments to allow your consciousness to come to the rise and fall of your breath. Noticing your chest rise with each inhale, notice your chest fall with each exhale. Gentle, calm cycles of breath, one breath at a time. Trying to let go of the details of your day. Trying to let go of any frustration or anxiety that surrounds your practice. Allow the practice to be free. Allow your mind to be open. Allow your body to be strong. And allow yourself to move one breath at a time, one posture at a time, through your practice. Stay in this place of quiet and calm as you move through your practice. Make sure that anywhere along the way, if you should feel your breath a little shallow, or if you feel your body a little frustrated, know that it's always fine to back off. So let go of the feeling of competition. Allow this practice to be yours. So now at last, in this place of quiet and calm, allow yourself to take just a moment to dedicate your practice to someone or something. Gently bringing movement to your body. Hug your right knee into your chest. Right palm extends to the floor. Turn your gaze to your right palm. Just slowly drag the knee to the left side of your body. Feel your breath move. Feel your body open and strong. And then gently come back to the center. In reverse. Left knee hugs into your chest. Left palm extends to the floor. Turn your gaze to your left palm. And just slowly drag the knee to the right. Allowing gravity to open your shoulder, open your knee, feel your spine open, feel your breath flow. Now gently come back to the center. Hug both knees into your chest, wrap both arms around both knees, and just rock side to side a few times, keeping your head on the mat. Gently stop in the center, grasp your hamstrings, roll up to a seated position, pressing your feet into the mat about shoulder width apart, and then roll your weight into your feet, coming to your first forward bend. You can grasp your elbows with each palm, or just let your head hang heavy and let your fingertips hang heavy. Get comfortable in this forward bend, allowing yourself to surrender to gravity and just surrender to the flow of your breath. Very gently, drop your fingertips to the floor, bend your knees a lot, tuck your chin into your chest, and slowly roll up, finding your way to a standing position, big toes together, heels slightly apart, hands in front of your heart, standing in mountain pose, strong. Very gently, move through your first Sun Salutation Series A. On the inhale, sweep your fingertips to the ceiling, and on the exhale, long dive forward. Fingertips to the floor or shins as your forehead rolls towards your knees. Then on an inhale, come to a half-up position. Spine is long from tailbone through the top of your head. And on the exhale, find your way to a down plank position, releasing your weight to the mat or hovering, chin and chest first. Inhale to up dog or up cobra. Exhale to down dog. Taking a few breaths here. It's a great time just to pedal your knees side to side if you'd like. From here, gently finish the flow, step or jump your feet between your hands. Come to your half-up position. Exhale, forehead to knees. Activate your quads. Sweep your sternum up. Deep breath in. And on the exhale, hands in front of your heart. Find your place of calm. Find your focus. That's Series A. Round two, begin. On the inhale, lift your fingertips. Gaze to the ceiling. On the exhale, long dive forward, forward bend. On the inhale, come to a half-up position. Spine is long. Exhale to down plank. Inhale to up dog. Exhale, down dog. Taking five breaths here. Nice, deep, cleansing breaths in down dog. Notice your fingertips spread wide, middle fingers toward the front of your mat. Heels drift down, hips lift up. Nice, strong breath. Open. Calm. Last deep breath in and finish your flow. So step or jump, feet between your hands. Come to your half-up position. Exhale, forehead to knees. Activate your quads and slowly sweep your fingertips to the ceiling. Expand your spine, expand your breath, and exhale to mountain pose. Bring your focus inward. Last series A. Deep breath in. Inhale. Full exhale. Deep inhale. Full exhale. Down plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Five breaths here. From here, gently finish the flow. Step or jump, feet between your hands. Come to your half-up position. Exhale, forehead to knees. Activate your quads. Sweep your fingertips up. And then find your way to mountain pose. Just a few breaths to be calm and still and quiet and strong. And from here, slowly build your second series. So on an inhale, sweep your fingertips up and bend your knees to 90 degrees. Feel yourself in chair. Strong breath. Now on the exhale, left foot takes a giant step to the back of your mat. Hands come in front of your heart. And find your way to Namaste Warrior One. Left hip presses forward, left shoulder forward. On the next inhale, deep breath in as your fingertips sweep toward the ceiling. On the exhale, find your way to Warrior Two. Shoulders and hips square to the side of your mat. Front knee is bent, back leg is strong. On the inhale, find your way to a strong dancing warrior, feeling a lot of space in the left side of your spine. Gaze to your right palm, left fingertips slightly beneath your back knee. Lower body is still strong and active, upper body light and lifted. On the exhale, full extension to an open angle. So just bring your right elbow to the top of your right knee, left fingertips extend over your head, and feel a long line of energy from your back heel through your left fingertips. Then from here, you just slowly retrace the posture. So on an inhale, find your way back to dancing warrior. Exhale, back to warrior two. Inhale, find your way to warrior one, fingertips lifted. Exhale, hands in front of your heart to a namaste warrior one. Inhale, sweep to chair. Exhale, mountain. Opposite side, inhale, chair. Exhale, right foot steps back. Namaste, Warrior One. Inhale, sweep your fingertips up. Deep breath in, gazing to the ceiling. Exhale, Warrior Two. Left knee bent, right leg strong. Gaze over your left middle finger. Inhale, dancing warrior. Gaze to your left palm. Tailbone is low, right fingertips gently touching beneath your right knee. Exhale, full extension to open angle. Left elbow to the top of the left knee, right fingertips just extend overhead and feel that really long line of energy through your right fingertips. Inhale, retrace, back to dancing warrior. Exhale, warrior two. Inhale, warrior one. Exhale, hands in front of your heart. Namaste, warrior one. Feel the posture, feel the strength. Inhale, chair. Exhale, mountain. That's your second series. Find your strength in mountain pose. And begin round two. Inhale, chair. Exhale, Namaste, warrior one, left foot back. Inhale, fingertips lift. Exhale, warrior two. Inhale, dancing warrior. Exhale, open angle. Inhale, dancing warrior. Exhale, warrior two. Inhale, warrior one. Exhale, hands namaste. Inhale, chair. Exhale, mountain. Opposite side, inhale, chair. Exhale, right foot steps back. Hands to namaste, warrior one. On the inhale, sweep your fingertips up. Deep breath in, feel the energy flow. Exhale, warrior two. Inhale, dancing warrior. Exhale, long extension to open angle. Retrace, back to dancing warrior. Exhale, warrior two. Inhale, warrior one. Exhale, hands namaste. Inhale, chair. And exhale, mountain. Inner focusing. Find your calm. Find your place of peace. Begin round three. Inhale, chair. Exhale, left foot steps back. Sweep up on the inhale. Open on the exhale. Inhale, lift. Exhale, extend. Inhale, lift. Exhale, warrior two. Inhale, warrior one. Exhale, hands in front of your heart. Inhale, chair. Exhale, mountain. Inhale, chair. Right foot steps back. Inhale, one. Exhale, two. Inhale, lift. Exhale, extend. Inhale, lift. Float to warrior two. Inhale, warrior one. Hands in front of your heart. Inhale, chair. Exhale, mountain. From here, find your way to Trikonasana. Left foot, giant step to the back of your mat. Square your shoulders and hips to the side of the room. Float your arms. Feel your face and forehead relax. Legs are straight. Right toes turn forward. Left toes turn in slightly, slowly. Move in the direction of your right fingertips and find your way to triangle pose. Feel your breath flow. Feel your heartbeat. Lengthening in the right side of your spine. And from here, gently transition to half crescent. Bend your right knee, turn your gaze to the floor in front of your right foot, and just drift your weight into your right foot. Right leg stacked strong, right quad is active. Left hip on top of the right. Gaze to the floor, gaze to the side, or gaze to your left fingertips. Fingertips toward the ceiling or fingertips on your left hip. From here, strongly transition to a forward lunge. Gently bringing your left foot to the rear of the mat as your right knee bends and extend your fingertips toward the front of your mat. Trying to feel a long line of energy from the back heel through both fingertips, keeping your sternum lifted. Keep your breath strong. From here, gently transition to revolved angle. bringing your left elbow to the top of your right knee or to the outside of your right knee, right fingertips to your hip, or you can press your palms together and roll the right shoulder back. Find a really long line of energy through your spine. Feel a beautiful opening in your spine. And make sure your breath flows freely, strongly. Now from here, very gently, allow your left foot to make its way beside your right. Standing twisted posture, open into it. Knee against knee, hips side by side, toes side by side, and feel your breath open your body. Strong. And from here, release to a comfortable forward bend. Get comfortable. Bend your knees if you need to. Sway side to side if you need to. From here, slowly roll up one vertebra at a time, very gently. Stack your spine, one bone on top of the next. Big toes together, heels slightly apart, hands in front of your heart, standing strongly in mountain pose. Same series, opposite side, right foot, giant step to the back of the mat. Float your arms, square your shoulders and hips, move in the direction of your left fingertips. Find your way to triangle pose, opposite side. Deep, cleansing breaths. Strong, open body. Feel the breath expand, feel your body respond. And slowly transition to half crescent, turning your gaze in front of your left toes, bend your left knee, and just let all your weight drift into your left foot. Right hip stacks on top of the left. Left leg is strong and active and lifted, left toes spread wide. Back of your neck is long, no matter where your gaze. Right fingertips to your hip or to the ceiling. And from here, transition to your forward lunge. Bending your left knee slowly, allow the right foot to come to the rear of the mat and extend your fingertips overhead, pushing a long line of energy from your back heel through your fingertips. Keep your body lifted and open and strong. Face and forehead relaxed, just keep your breath moving. And from here, gently transition to revolved angle. Gently bringing your right elbow to the top of your left knee. Left fingertips to your hip, or you can press your palms together and roll your left shoulder open. A lot of space in your spine, a lot of space in your breath. Maybe a little extra space in your mind, in your spirit. Allowing yourself to be open to the power of the postures. Now once again, gracefully or not, allow your right foot to find its way to your left. Still in your twisted posture if possible, hips side by side, knees side by side, toes and heels side by side. Feel that long line of energy in your spine. And from here, at last, release to your forward bend. Again, get comfortable. Sway side to side if you'd like. Allow yourself to be calm and strong. And from here, we gently transition to balancing postures. So find your way to a squat. Just let your tailbone drift down toward the floor, coming up on your toes or staying flat on your heels. You can use your fingertips to support part of the weight if you'd like. This is your resting posture. From here, keep your right knee hugged into your chest. Slowly extend your left leg, finding your way to a standing position with your right knee tucked into your chest. From here, gently transition to tree. Pressing your right foot either to the inside of your left calf or the inside of your left thigh. Try not to push directly on your left knee. Hands together in front of your heart, and from here, slowly let your fingertips lift toward the ceiling. Finding a gentle arch in your spine if it's comfortable, or just finding as much length in your breath as you can. Left toes spread wide, top of your head is lifted. And now from here, using the strength of your right foot, lift the right foot off the left and push your right foot to the back of the room. Allow your fingertips to drift forward. Allow your spine to stack strong, parallel to the floor, in Warrior Three. And just let your breath flow. Just where you are, as you are. And now slowly begin to lift your sternum, bringing your fingertips back toward the ceiling. Bending your right knee as you pull it under you and bring the right foot in front of your right hip. And then as best you can, extend your right heel in front of your right knee. On an exhale, float your arms to the side. On the inhale, lift your fingertips to the ceiling. On the exhale, float your arms to the side and then find your way, hands namaste. Holding several breaths here. When your body has responded, find your way to your resting squat. And from here, gently move through the opposite side. Keep your left knee hugged into your chest and slowly extend your right leg. Coming to a standing position with your left knee hugged into your chest. Gently transition to tree. Left foot to the inside of your right calf or left foot to the inside of your right thigh. Try not to push directly on your right knee. Left hip is open, hands in front of your heart, and slowly extend your fingertips to the ceiling. Gentle arch in your spine, only if it's comfortable, expanding the space from your right heel through the top of your head all the way through your fingertips. And then from here, gently transition to your Warrior Three, lifting the foot off the leg, pushing your left heel toward the back of the room, and let your fingertips come toward the front of your mat. Stack your spine strong and active. And from here, slowly lift your sternum, lift your gaze, bending your left knee as you pull it through. Left knee in front of your left hip, left heel in front of your left knee. On the exhale, float your arms. Inhale, lift your fingertips. Exhale, float your arms. Hands namaste. And hold. Hold as long as it's comfortable, then release when you need. After your release, find your way to a very comfortable position. You can lay to your back, you can roll to your side, you can find your way to child's pose. Just find a place where you can be quiet and calm and still. Allow yourself to respond now to the work you've done. Now from here, begin to slowly bring your focus back to your breath. Bring yourself back upright, hug your knees into your chest, roll back up to a squat, and place your palms to the mat. Very gently, very slowly, walk your toes to the back of the mat. So take your time, just one inch at a time, activating your abdominals, pushing your palms firmly into the mat, and allow your feet to make their way all the way to the back of your mat so that you will eventually be in an up plank position. Next, static postures. 1 minute each. We have up plank and open plank on each side. So make sure you stay focused on your breath. Make sure your calm can be found. And begin your first minute of up plank. Seconds remaining. Thirty seconds remaining. Fifteen seconds remaining. Keep your breath moving. Stay strong. Stay focused. Stay calm. And from here, transition to open plank. Seconds remaining. 30 seconds remaining. 15 seconds remaining. Top leg lifts if you want. 15 seconds. And transition. Open plank, opposite side. 45 seconds remaining. 30 seconds remaining. 15 seconds remaining. Top leg lifts if you want. 3.5 minutes, move into and out of any postures of inversion that make sense for you. I'll count down the minutes. You move into the postures only that make sense for you, resting anytime you need, staying flat on your back if that's best for you. Thank you. 3 minutes remaining. So from here, rest either in child's pose, or if you're on your back, hug your knees into your chest. Allow your spine to be parallel to the floor just for a few breaths, feeling and responding to the work that you've done. Again, knowing that sometimes the most profound changes happen when you finally let go, when the engagement is done, when the response can begin. Now from here, find your way into plow. As always, pay attention to how your body feels, knowing that sometimes it's best just to skip postures. So if it makes sense for you, allow your hips to lift up, allow your toes to come back behind your head. Try not to look side to side, push your palms to the mat, or you can bring your hands to your lower back. Try to feel the back of your neck long. Feel your breath flow. If your toes touch the floor, that's great. If they hover above the floor, that's fine. Get to a place that's calm and comfortable. Feel your breath move. Now from here, pushing your palms into your lower back, push your elbows into the mat. Very gently transition to shoulder stand, pushing your toes and heels toward the ceiling, a little or a lot. Try to keep your feet together. Try to keep your quads strong. Face and forehead are relaxed, back of your neck is long. Feel the opening in your body as your feet extend toward the ceiling. making sure your breath is flowing freely, coming out of the postures anytime you need, or staying in just a bit longer, staying static in the posture, or bringing some movement to your shoulder stand if you'd like. Eventually, find your way out of shoulder stand, slowly rolling your tailbone to the mat. Take your time using your palms pressed into the mat and using your abdominals. Once your tailbone gets to the mat, slowly roll your hips up and find your way to bridge. Moving through the posture two times, taking the optional posture of wheel either time. 7 breaths up, 3 breaths down. Round 1, roll up. Gently roll down, 3 breaths of calm. Round 2 of 2, gently roll up. Gently roll down. Cross your arms on your chest. Pull in and down on your shoulders or hug your knees into your chest. Taking a few moments of calm and quiet. And then at last, you can begin your preparation for Shavasana. It's taking the last 10 minutes of your practice to either find quickly a place of calm and surrender in corpse pose, or perhaps you want to take this time for a couple extra postures. If there are some postures that you'd really like to include in your practice, then this would be a nice time to move into them. Otherwise, just begin to work on your place of complete surrender, allowing your toes to fall out to either side, palms to face the ceiling. Allow your breath to flow freely, and allow every part of who you are to respond to the work that you've done. Allow yourself to be calm now. 10 minutes. Thank you. From here, very gently, begin to bring your consciousness back to the room, back to your body and breath, noticing the reconnection of your mind and body just by wiggling a finger or wiggling a toe. Feel the sensation of your breath flowing to every cell in your body, restored, rejuvenated, and revived. Hug your right knee into your chest. Extend your right palm to the floor. Look to your right palm. Slowly drag the knee to the left side of your body. Same opening in your spine, same spiral, same space in your body, in your mind, in your spirit. And then gently come back to the center in reverse. Left knee hugs into your chest. Left palm extends to the floor. Look to your left palm and slowly drag the knee to the right. Beautiful spiral in your spine. Complete opening. Place of calm. Place of strength. Gently hug your knees back into your chest. Wrap both arms around both knees, keeping your head on the mat. Rock side to side just a couple times. And then gently roll over to your right side. Embryo position. Final posture of surrender. Relinquishing control of your muscles and joints. Allowing yourself to feel a part of the natural rhythm and sound and sensation of your life. Try not to fight it or force it. Just be a part of it. And then gently find your way to a seated position. Cross your legs any way that's comfortable for you. Hands in front of your heart. Bring your focus again simply to the rising and falling of your breath. Shoulders open. Top of your head is lifted. Allow yourself to feel the fresh oxygen, the fresh energy, the fresh strength, and the fresh calm of your breath. And at last, feeling a sense of unity. Inhale your hands to your third eye center. Exhale your hands back to your heart. Thank you for sharing your practice with me today. Namaste.